Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. We've got a special show for you today. You know, it's always kind of a treat for us when we have a fellow radio host on the show and get to kind of pick their brains a little bit because they know better than anybody else what goes on behind the scenes of organizing all the guests, etc., and scheduling everything. So today on the show we have a super talented fellow host, Cassie Lynn Wells, with us. We'll talk with Cassie about how she got started in radio. Hey, she also co-host a show on a terrestrial radio, as well as anything she's got coming up on her now two podcasts that she hosts. I cannot wait for this. And with that being said, I've got my buddy Craig here with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Cody, how you doing?
I'm good. I am, like, so pumped for this interview, it's not even funny.
Me too. I've heard Cassie's podcast. I've heard her on a broadcast or two from her radio show, Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
She is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for this interview to start. This is going to be a very fluid,
you know,
informative interview.
You know, and I'm going to say this now, but she is one of the best young up-and-coming a radio host out there right now.
Fully agreed. I just hope one day she's going to be she's the next Kelly Ford. Or
I hope so.
Katie Cook, I should say. Katie Cook.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Cassie Lynn Wells to the show. Hey, Cassie, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Cassie.
Hey.
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking a little time to do this today.
Oh, absolutely. I've been a fan of Weekdays with Murph for a long time, so I'm happy to be here.
It's an honor to have
you. I've been a fan of you for a long time.
Well, thank you.
You know, as I said in the intro, I think you're one of the best up-and-coming radio hosts in the business.
Well, thanks, Cody. That means a lot coming from you. It's been a long road, but it's been a good one.
That kind of leads me into my first question. How did you get started in radio in the first place?
Well, I was a junior in college, and I was all set to go to the FBI in Washington, D.C. And then I was in Texas for the ACM Awards, the 50th anniversary, and I was all set for another career, right? And then I meet Reba McEntire, and she completely changed my world. She basically told me I need to get into the industry, and here we are. I'm in the industry.
Awesome.
So it was Reba McEntire that dissuaded you from working for the FBI and instead becoming a broadcaster in country music.
Yeah, she is like my ultimate idol. She's the person I look up to the most for everything. And she definitely is that person that changed my life. So, and I'm happy for it because I'm way more suited for this industry.
That's a big
awesome
story.
You know, and speaking of your podcast that you host, you actually started up another one here pretty recently, didn't you?
I did. It's titled Music Like a Lady, and it's an all-genre female music podcast where we basically feature all females in any, like, genre of music on our show. Our first episode was just released about 2 weeks ago, and it our show has been blowing up since then.
Awesome. You know, and I love the Instagram takeover that you let artists do. I love those things.
Oh, I do too. That's part of my favorite thing that we do is the Instagram takeovers, because you really get to see behind the scenes of country music artists as they're on the road and eating fast food and at the gas station, and you get to see them in a different light.
I agree completely. And getting down to the nitty gritty of the radio business. As I was saying in the intro, it's always a pleasure for us to have a fellow host on the show, because y'all probably more than anybody know what it takes to get a guest for your podcast and scheduling and everything. Fellow radio hosts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the scheduling, the behind-the-scenes work that goes in to put a show together is a lot. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think we just get these guests and it's really easy. But it takes months and months and months to get this stuff sorted out.
Go ahead, Craig.
I was going to ask, the first talk show you had was CM Chat. I would like to find out if you could give a brief summary of how you started at CMT Chat and then began your own podcast with Cassie's Kick-Ass Country, which you still do, and have evolved into Music Like a Lady. Cody, Cassie?
Are you sure there, Cassie? Hello? Hello?
Cody?
Craig, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Cody?
I don't know.
I'm here. Can you hear me, Cassie?
I can hear you, yeah.
Cassie?
Yes.
Yeah, like Craig was saying, how did you get started with the CM Chat?
So I messaged Jessica Northy on Twitter, and I basically, after I got home from the ATM, and I messaged her and said, I would love to write for you. I have no experience, but I am a hard worker. And she just said, yeah, we need an intern, and if you work hard, you know, you can work your way up. So I was like, okay, cool. So I started as an intern there. And then in 2 years, I became the main editor for CM Chat. So I worked my way up, just worked my butt off, and then I became the main editor. And then once I was done with, like, doing that, and I was the editor, I was talking to Jess one day, and I said, I really want to get into radio, and I'm not sure how. And so I came up with the podcast idea in an effort to get started in radio. And so that's how Cassie's Kick-Ass Country started. Then Music Like a Lady, after about a year of Cassie's Kick-Ass Country, I was on the phone with Trevor Perkins, who is the CEO of Music Update Central. And he and I were talking about how females get the short end of the stick in the industry 9 times out of 10. They just get, you know, really bad luck. They're never in the top 10, et cetera, et cetera. So then we decided we wanted to create a podcast that was just women in music, in an effort to highlight their struggles and we wanted to lift them up and make them more precedent and more of a thing in country music, which has been really great because then you have, like, the group, like, the Song Suffragettes, who they do the Time's Up music video, and, like, people like Kaylee Shore, Kelsey Ballerini, Lauren Elena, they're leading the charge for this, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And Carly Pearce, too, is up there.
Yeah, and I just wanted to kind of point this out, but we've had a bunch of the same guests on our respective podcasts.
We have, yes. We've shared a lot of the same guests, which I love. We have good taste in music.
Agreed. And my question to you is, and I know this is like picking a favorite child, so
oh,
I'll go easy on you.
Okay.
You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Just go ahead and answer the question without me even having to ask it, because I know you know what's coming.
Yeah. So you were going to ask me who my favorite or who I am keen to artist-wise, right?
Exactly.
That's what I thought. The person that I probably had it's really hard because I like a lot of people and I like a lot of artists, and every artist I feature on my podcast is special to me. So I'm going to pick two. Personality-wise, up-and-coming-wise, the person I think has a lot of potential, my favorite would be Alex Stern, and she just came out with a new single called Dreamin', and she's got a lot of potential. And then somebody who's kind of already in the industry and is, making waves and touring with Luke Combs is Farron Rachels, and she kind of reminds me of Miranda Lambert. She's just super badass, and I love that about her. And I love her EP. So those are probably my top two. But like I said, I've had people like Jordan Davis, who sings Singles You Up.
Love that song.
April Cry. Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people that are just really good artists. It's hard to pick.
Kathy, Farron Rachels was supposed to perform at the Lifestyle Nashville show during my last day in Nashville, and that was the show with Carly Pearce and Devin Dawson, and I was really looking forward to seeing her. However, she got the flu and she couldn't perform, so I was a little upset by that.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. If you can see her in concert, please do.
And how was the you also had an opportunity to interview her too on your podcast.
Yes, I did interview her on my podcast. We were at her record label, and we just sat down for like an hour to 2 hours and just talked.
Awesome.
And
that's
was
awesome.
Really
so
cool.
You must have found her very friendly, down to earth.
Very friendly. Very friendly, very genuine, very, she knew who she was, and she wasn't afraid to be herself, and that's what I really liked about her.
That's what I love about the country industry as a whole. I mean, I use this word all the time, but from folks like yourself to the artists, et cetera, I use the word approachable. They're just so approachable, you know?
Yes. That's what I love most about the country music genre is that all the artists are just real, and they're real people, and they're genuine, and they just love music. They're not in it for the money or for the fame. They just love music.
I caught a little bit of of your interview with Smithfield. They're incredible in and of themselves.
Yeah, they're killing it right now. They're probably my favorite duo out there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. They are so good.
And now I want to switch gears to talk about your quote-unquote day job for a second. you're a radio host for a station in Tennessee. So and you've had several artists come in for a radio tours, stops on their a radio tour. People like Adair's Run, Jessica Lynn, Dallas Remington, I believe, was in. Now, I've never actually sat down and interviewed somebody face to face like you do, but what's that experience like talking to somebody face to face like that?
That experience is unlike anything I've ever experienced before this. They come in with a guitar and they just sing their hearts out, you know, live in studio. And that is, like, so cool because it's raw. It's real. They're right there, you know. And then when you get to talk to them off air and you just get to know them. Really well, and it makes you a bigger fan of that artist, which I really admire. And radio tours are hard. They're going from radio station to radio station to radio station to radio station, day in and day out, all over the country. And you gotta have grit to get through that radio tour with a smile on your face. So I really respect these artists that do the radio tours, that do the day in, day out, singing the same song, probably answering similar questions. I just really admire that out of artists.
But it's almost like a concert, like when you go from city to city performing the same songs.
True.
They're doing this radio tour to really promote their music. I know Kayla Woodson is going to be doing one in April. Both of us have had the opportunity to interview her. And an artist that we interviewed, who I don't know if you have, is Dallas Remington. She came all the way from Nashville up the Northeast Coast and to New York to promote her song, Found Her Freedom. So it takes a lot out of the artist to do these radio tours, but I guess that's what they have to do to get their music out there.
Exactly, and they have to do that, you know, for the whole radio tour. I mean, they're traveling everywhere. They don't get any sleep because the morning show starts at 6. The afternoon drive starts at 3. So they're literally going from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. when the afternoon drive ends. And then if there's a night guy, sometimes they do the night show with them from 7 to midnight. So they don't get much sleep. They just, and especially these newer artists, they, when they're on radio tours, they go where they're accepted and they'll play their music. So that could be like, okay, you're in Florida today, California tomorrow, and that's that. And a lot of them have day jobs too, because they can't afford yet to make music their full-time job.
Something else I wanted to ask. I wanted to talk a little bit about. Going back to what you said about these radio shows and artists being asked the same question over and over again, literally on a daily basis on these shows. My show, for a first timer on the show at least, I rarely do a quote unquote work related interview because because like you said, they're asked work questions pretty much daily. So So on this show, I kind of like to get to know the artist as more of a person.
Yeah, me too. I like to ask hobby questions. So, like, my favorite question is, if somebody wrote a book about you, what would be the title? That's, like, my favorite question to ask people because it catches them so off guard.
That is awesome.
And they have no idea what to say.
That's a great
right.
question. Agreed.
One of my favorite questions, and this really stumps a lot of people, which is not our intention at all, but is you're stuck on a deserted island and can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, man. That's a hard one. Do you want me to answer that? I'll answer it.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if
okay.
you want to, yeah, sure.
Why not? Because this is getting to know me. Okay, so I can only take 3 items. I would take the book Crank by Ellen Hopkins, one of my favorite books ever, my camera, and my microphone. Because I feel lost without my microphone, so...
Well, you may need that microphone because after you get tired, you may need to call for help to get you off the island.
There you go. Thinking ahead there, Craig.
Yes, coconuts work only so long for food.
Sure they do. Another thing I want to talk about is, and I've seen this thing on Instagram pretty much daily, is your puppy Nash. Cutest puppy ever.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Cutest puppy ever. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not following this girl on specifically Instagram, I have 2 questions. Why? And what are you doing with your life at this point?
There you go. Yeah, they need to add Cassie Lynn Wells with an underscore at the end of it. They'll see my puppy Nash pretty much all the time. He is 5 months old, and he is my entire life. Yeah, so it's just him and I in Nashville living, so.
I fully believe that our pets own us, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Like, my schedule is based around Nash. So, like, I can't do anything until I figure out, okay, what am I doing with Nash? What's going on with Nash? How is Nash? Do I need to be Nash? Et cetera. It's, my whole life is based around it. And he's, like, running around
totally.
Right now. He's, like, running around all excited right now.
How
it's so
do you take
cute.
Care of Nash when you have to leave for your radio show?
Did he what, Craig?
Oh, yeah, Cassie. I was like, Nash able to be by himself, I guess, for a few hours when you go
yeah,
to your
I leave. Yeah, like, during the day, I leave him, like, and then sometimes I come home from lunch and hang out with him, and then I go back, because I only live, like, about 2 miles from work. So,
not bad.
It's not that far.
That's a great situation. Yes. My commute is hour and 40 minutes away in the city. Oh, I'm sorry that I interrupted, Cassie.
Oh, you commute an hour and 40 minutes from the city?
Each way, yes.
Oh, my gosh, Craig. So you live in the car?
That's
no, I live
crazy.
On the sub on the train.
Okay, on the train, okay. So at least you're not driving to the city. At least you're, like, you can bring a book or something. Not
true.
That that's any better, though.
Yeah,
right.
But
I mean,
only last for 45 minutes because then I have to transfer from one train to a commuter train for 25 minutes. Then I have to walk another 15, 20 minutes. So it's drive to the subway,
oh boy.
Another train for 45 minutes, then a commuter train for 25 minutes, then walk for 15, 20 minutes. The car to the train by walk. And the book only goes so far.
So what time do you have to get up every day, Craig?
I get up around 5:45, 6 o'clock. Get up 6:30, 6:45 train, and I get into work around 8:20, 8:30.
Oh, my gosh. And then what time do you usually get home?
Well, that's the good part. Because I only work till around 4:30, I'm able to get an express train. I get home right before by 6.
Okay. But still, I mean, that's a long day.
That is a long day.
Yeah,
wow.
Trust me, I sometimes wonder if the commuting is harder than the job itself.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when you work in radio, you never work 8-hour days, ever. I have never been there for just 8 hours. It's more of like a 10 to 12-hour day every day, because radio has a lot of moving parts and not enough money, so you're understaffed, and so everyone basically does everything.
Can I ask about the 10-hour days you put in? Like, you work at the radio station, and you did the morning show, which is like for 4 or 5 hours. What composes the remaining part of the day? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I basically, well, pretty much with my schedule now, I was on the morning show to begin with to just get trained, and then I moved to the afternoon drive. So now I'm at the afternoon drive. And basically what I do is I get in the office around 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I do sales. I write and cut, like, commercials. I say some commercials, like, that we've gotten. And then I get on the radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then that I'm on the radio until 7.
Oh, wow.
And then when we have a game, we're showing a basketball, softball, football game, I have to produce the board. So, like, I have to press all the buttons for the game to go through the radio.
Oh, wow. So you must
be on there until, 9:10.
That's impressive.
You must be ready to collapse.
That's
with only thrill of being just to see Nash.
Yeah, well, that's why I try to get home during lunch to see him, because I feel bad being at the radio station, like, all day.
Right.
So I usually try to get home at lunch, so around 2 o'clock.
That's the one good part about it. I wish I could commute home for lunch.
Yeah, and then good food for lunch always.
Your day makes my day seem extremely easy because all I have to do is press a couple buttons and I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the radio job I do, like, in the morning. So from, like, 6 a.m. until I leave for work around 10 a.m., I am doing my podcast stuff. So all my Cassie Sweetgrass Country interviews and all my Music Like a Lady interviews, all the marketing and social media stuff, all the audio, I'm doing all of that in the morning.
Right.
I never stop working this time.
Sales and cutting the commercials and the buttons and the pushing the buttons to get all the softball games going. That's a lot of additional duties that you have in addition to being on the radio, Cassie.
True.
Absolutely. It's nice, though, because I get to learn the board better. The board is this giant thing, and there's a ton of buttons on it, and it's very confusing. But once you start doing it, it's like muscle memory. And so it makes me better on the radio because I'm less nervous about pressing the buttons on the board. I can just be me on air.
I know you posted something on your Instagram story, I think it was the board, and you're like, I have no clue what any of these buttons do.
Yeah, there's about 30 or 40 buttons, give or take, on that board.
Wow.
I think we're better off not knowing what those buttons do.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Last question before we wrap things up, unless Craig said anything, but what's coming up for you podcast-wise?
Well, I'm in the middle of trying to get a big artist, like a big name. He's got 5 number ones, but I can't disclose who that is yet until it's all said and done, but look for that. That should be a huge interview. I have the ACM Awards coming up, and then Music Like a Lady has its 2nd podcast in February. Our first podcast, we interviewed Stella Parton, which is Dolly Parton's
mm-hmm.
sister. That was our very first one. So our 2nd one will be even better. We're featuring people like Lena Stone, Tiara Music, Kaylee
Love
Shore.
Oh, that is
so
awesome.
So,
Lena and Carrie, go ahead.
Well, I was going to let people know, you just follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find me at Cassie Lynn Wells, at Music Like a Lady, or at Cassie's Kick-Ass Country, and you'll find out everything you need to know about the podcast and my dog, Nash, because that's the most important part.
Hey, thank you for doing this. This has been so great for us.
Oh, well, thank you, Cody and Craig. Thank you guys for inviting me on. I feel like I'm important because I'm being interviewed. It's a very weird feeling.
You are more important than you know, Cody. Trust me.
I was going to say, I was going to ask you this, it's an entirely different ball game being on the other side of things, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. Like, I almost want to be asking the questions. Like, I'm like, this is weird. But I like it. It's fun.
I was interviewed about a month or so ago by National Entertainment Weekly. And they posted an interview on Facebook or whatever, and I was like, throughout that entire interview, back of my mind, I'm going, when can I ask a question? Come on, people.
Yeah, I got a couple of my questions in when I asked Craig about his commute, but that's it.
I totally get that completely, because after doing the show for the past 6 years and counting, I'm the same way now.
Definitely a weird bird to get used to, but I enjoy it. I think it's fun to be interviewed, and especially when you're promoting things that you're doing, it's fun.
Right. I agree with that. But I wanted to tell you, first off, I have a ton of respect for what you're doing.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I mean, really, it means a lot because it's difficult. I mean, I put in probably 40 hours of work into
mm-hmm.
just 2 podcasts. So it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it when you hear that.
And you, my friend, are doing good work.
No, she's
Thank
doing
you.
Great work.
Exactly.
Thank you guys so much.
I kind of feel like, and don't take this the wrong way, but I kind of feel like I'm the big brother in this podcast world. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. I mean, you've been having your show for, 5 years now?
We're starting our 6th right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, that is insane. I hope I can make it to 6 years. That's a long time.
Oh, you definitely can.
And you're the first person I reached out to about podcasting, so most definitely
I remember.
The same way.
You know, and that to me, when you reached out to me about podcasting, I was like, wow, I'm actually doing something right for a change.
You are. I mean, I have been listening to your podcast. podcast for a long time, so most definitely.
Before I do let you go, I wanted to say that you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. I will definitely take you up on that.
Yes. Cassie, absolutely. I know we didn't get a chance to meet each other during when I was in Nashville last week with you and Dixon and me staying in Nashville. However, if you're there in CMA Fest, can we make it a definite that we're going to meet 1 week that time?
Absolutely. I will make it a definite in my schedule to meet you, especially because we didn't get to meet this last time because it was a little crazy. But, I definitely want to meet you.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And same here. Oh, and my best friend actually used to live in Dixon a couple years ago. So I know the area.
Yeah,
well.
I love it here.
I know the area very well.
It's a great city.
It
has great people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time.
But I think we're gonna let you go. But like I said, if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for your podcast, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your
absolutely.
Time, Cassie. Great.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Cassie.
I'll talk to you later, Cassie.
Bye.
Bye. That was so much fun. Wow.
That interview could have easily gone another 20, 30 minutes, Cody. That was one of our best interviews in a while. Because three minds think alike.
And I, like I told Cassie, I love getting a chance to interview other hosts like that. I've only done two other times. Once with Katie Kapp, and then again with Mary Cutter. So, but it's always so much fun.
Speaking of which, we will be interviewing Mary, I believe, a week from Wednesday with Megan Barger, they're going to promote their new show, Jammin' and Jammies, which is going to be taking place every Wednesday in Nashville.
It's a week from Monday, actually.
It's
February 5th.
February 5th, yes.
Yes,
that is going to be a terrific interview. Mary and Megan are such sweethearts.
They are. And before I let you go, I wanted to make an announcement real quick. This coming Monday at a new time, 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have the lovely Miss Aaliyah Turner joining us.
This was just scheduled yesterday. And actually, it was
last minute
morning.
True.
Aaliyah has been one of my favorite artists, and you've said that she's one of the most underrated artists we have in country music today.
Absolutely, she really is. So I think with that, I think I'm going to let you go and I'll talk to you Monday, buddy, okay?
Okay. Talk to you on Monday. Have a good week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Cody.
But I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Cassie Lynn Wells. Like we said, this coming Monday at 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have the super talented Miss Aaliyah Turner joining us. Since I think you guys have heard all the announcements, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.